Core Energy Healing Power. How to release toxic energy and activate radiant health and well-being with Matthew Clarkson. Part 1. Introduction to Core Energy Healing Power and Warm-Up. So, welcome to Core Energy Healing Power. You're about to discover a phenomenal practice that can help you heal all kinds of stress and dis-ease. It's good to do a little bit every day before your meditation. However, if you've been holding suffering in the body for a long time, then you'll want to really immerse yourself until you have the breakthrough that you're looking for. You're about to discover that all negative emotions, even subtle ones, are literally poisoning your body-mind, and that when you release them fully, you're enabling life to support you, not just with profound healing energy and happiness, but also with success and miracles that you never even imagined. So, enjoy. Do this practice whenever you want to release stress or any type of negative energy pattern from the body-mind. It's based on the principles of meditation, mindfulness, traditional Chinese medicine, and it works really, really well. Now, this practice, the way that I've shared it and put it together, was adapted from the techniques of a Qigong master called Mantak Chia for the purpose of creating a shorter, simplified practice that anyone can use to immediately relieve their suffering and enjoy maximum benefits. Some months ago, a coaching client suggested this practice as yet another method to add to our repertoires of healing techniques, of mindfulness techniques, of Qigong techniques that really work. I loved it, and I began working with this practice myself. And then maybe 1 year later, my partner's mother reported that she was sick with some kind of kidney problem, and she was experiencing a lot of fear. And so Pashuri and I were inspired to shoot these two videos, which really simplified the practice to something that Pashuri's mother would be able to understand and easily practice along with. And then later, I started to share these videos with my friends, and later this became the basic method of the program. Then I found myself adapting the practice in ways that made it work a lot better and more efficiently for me. This is very, very similar to Mantak Chia's basic technique, but there's three notable adaptations that I've found make it work a lot better for me and the people that I've shared it with. The first is we've simplified it with the three Dantians model. Very simply, you have the lower Dantian, which is just below your navel, and then you have your middle Dantian associated with the heart area, and the upper Dantian associated with the brain. Now, every negative emotion can be understood as some variation or combination of either anger or fear. Okay, so in part one, you'll be guided through the procedure to release fear-related emotions, fear, worry, anxiety, trauma, held in the lower Dantian. And then in part two, we'll release more of the negative emotions associated with anger, things like frustration, irritability, hatred, you know, things like that, dislike. Those are kind of emotions very much associated with the anger flavor. And rather than getting too concerned with which organ is causing which flavor of that, we've just simplified it so that you know it's your work with the lower Dantian, which is about fear and security, and then the middle Dantian, which is about how you relate to others, your emotional tone, and so forth. And then in both modules, after clearing the negative emotions, you'll learn how to interrupt the upper Dantian activation, and this means the mind-body connection. In other words, the habitual thoughts, triggers, tendencies, that the types of thinking, the patterns of thinking and belief that tend to reactivate these old energies, working with the upper Dantian to interrupt that pattern. And as I say in the video, it's like scratching a record. If you have a terrible song, and then you get a knife or something and you scratch one of those old vinyl records, and then you put that record back on the record player, it's not going to be able to play in the same way. So what we're doing here is we're interrupting the memories, the triggers, the anchors, the habitual thoughts that are associated with these negative emotions, so that it is very difficult to play those patterns of negative emotion again. And by the way, I'm referring to them as negative emotions. Of course, everything has a function and everything can be used. I think toxic emotions might be a better description, because this is really the old energy that which the body mind needs to release before you can let in the new positive energy that comes from life itself. Okay, so the three Dantians model, that's the first way that this has been adapted. The second one is that clients have told me that they like to get straight to the practice rather than hear me talk about it too much. So my aim here is to provide a short introduction, and then we can get straight into the part that really matters, which is the practice, and that will follow on straight after this audio. And in the practice videos, you'll see that these are pure practice sessions, which means you can just play it or listen to the audio or watch the video and just follow along and just do it without me boring you too much with the theory and the concepts and the explanations. And then in future sessions, we'll do more practice sessions that expand on the basic technique, and we'll offer some variations that you can use and so on in different scenarios and different pieces that you can add in depending on the situation and what you enjoy. That's the second thing. And the third thing is the importance of warm-up. As you know from my Abundant Energy program, one of the most important things to know when you want to release trauma, fear, negative emotions from the body mind is to get warm, to warm up your body mind and even break a sweat. This really helps to break up the old patterns of energy which are held in the body mind. So that's why we're adding a 5-minute breath walking exercise. You'll do the breath walking and then immediately proceed to parts 2 and 3 to do the actual practice itself. And you'll find that after you've warmed up, that the practice will work a lot better for you. And I also recommend to explore my Abundant Energy program as well, because that goes a lot deeper into the idea of raising your heart rate, raising your energy by doing more dynamic movement. But for now, just know the importance of warm-up. In fact, the warm-up will follow immediately after this track. And then after the warm-up, you can proceed directly to part 2 and 3 to get into the practice. This is a phenomenal practice that clears all kinds of toxic emotions from your body mind. I think you're really going to love it. And I think you're really going to love how, when these negative toxic emotions are released, how you can feel life is giving you something so much better. So please enjoy, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.